My name is Tyler Hamilton. I'm 41 years old. I'm from Marblehead, Massachusetts, and I'm a former professional bike racer. I've ridden the Tour de France 8 times. I've won an Olympic gold medal, and at one point, I was the number one cyclist in the world. And I wrote this book in order to tell the truth about how it all happened, the truth about my career and my life. There's no easy way to say this, so let me just say it plain. During my career, I knowingly broke the rules. I used performance-enhancing drugs. I was caught and suspended back in 2004, and I tried to cover it up. I avoided the truth. And while there are reasons for what I did, reasons I hope you'll understand better after listening to this book, it doesn't excuse the fact that I did it, and there's no way on earth to undo it. The question most people ask me is, why tell your story now? There are two reasons. The first has to do with the federal investigation into my old team, the U.S. Postal Team and its owners, that started in the summer of 2010. That June, I received a subpoena to testify before a grand jury. I went to a courtroom in Los Angeles, raised my right hand, and swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Until that moment, I hadn't told a soul. My testimony went on for 6 hours. For me, it was like the Hoover Dam breaking. I opened up. I told the truth and nothing but the truth. And I felt a sense of relief I'd never felt before. All the secrets, all that weight I'd been carrying around for years suddenly lifted. And I saw that for me personally, the truth was the way forward. The second reason has to do with the sport I love. In order to truly reform, cycling needs to change, and change drastically starting from the top. I see young people entering the sport with hopes of making it. I believe that no one coming into the sport should be forced to face the difficult decisions I had to make. Before the sport can move forward,